President Obama often talks about making sure American students graduate high school ready for college. But one program in Oregon is reaching out to the shop class crowd of students who would rather learn a paying trade right away than stay in the classroom. Manufacturers there are using a new internship program to recruit and train teenagers straight out of high school to be machinists, welders, and painters. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Rob Manning reports.
Jonathan Suarez gets up before dawn for his job as a painter in the North Portland shipyards. He's 18, and he loves going to work.
You get to stand on one of the ships and watch the sun rise, and like the clouds are turning red and everything, and it's amazing. It's great.
A year ago, Suarez didn't know shipbuilder Vigor Industrial existed.
And then once I was here, I was like, no, I have to work here. This is a place I want to be at. Because you get a beautiful view of Portland. You get to see the biggest ships ever. You get to, do all these crazy things that nobody even knows about. Everybody, looks at you like you're crazy when you're telling these stories. This guy's, making it up. But no, it's, for reals.
Vigor is one of a few Portland manufacturers setting up young people for jobs in industry. They want high schoolers who prefer working with their hands over sitting at a desk. Here's how it works. Students get recruited in shop class. They take a class to improve certain soft skills, and they compete for internships. Union rules limit what interns can do, but the experience qualifies them for permanent jobs. Suarez and Clayton Holstein interned at Vigor over Portland's summer months.
I'm actually enjoying what I'm doing out there. It's hot and it's sweaty and dirty, but it's fun, and I'd much rather be doing that than, working behind in some cubicle or something like that.
Not only is there a lack of people that are out there that are skilled enough, but our average age is roughly 50.
Sue Haley directs human resources at Vigor.
Lots of people retiring, lots of people with loads of skills.
Haley was happy to hire both Suarez and Holstein at the end of the summer as permanent employees. They first got the hands-on skills that made the internship possible in shop class. But schools have cut back shop programs in recent years. Federal spending has fallen, and standardized tests have intensified focus on core academics. Centennial High School still has shop. Teacher Mark Watts says students line up to get in.
I've never heard a kid ever say to me, I love coming to school because I can't wait to come to English. Now, that's not a slam on English or math, because it's important, but this is the carrot.
Oregon may need more carrots. Two-thirds of Oregon high schoolers graduate in 4 years. Educators agree that connections are important, whether it's metal shop, choir, or a teacher they like. It was metal shop for Leon Artemenko. He's a junior.
My freshman year, I got bad grades and stuff. But then when I started going to metals my sophomore year, it motivated me to start going to school more and stuff.
Artemenko was in class when Clayton Holstein came back to visit and told students he was earning $800 a week at the shipyards. Nearly 18% of Oregon's young people are unemployed. I asked Holstein how many of his friends who aren't in college are looking for work.
It's all of them. They're all either hunting for jobs or they have minimum wage jobs where they just want to find something better. They're just trying to find something to get them by and they're unhappy.
Oregon is trying to rebuild career education. Legislators approved nearly $9 million for that earlier this year. The industrial intern program hopes to snag some of that money. But to really expand the size of the young worker pipeline, more Northwest manufacturers, big and small, would have to open their doors to eager teenagers. For NPR News, I'm Rob Manning in Portland.